This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is scheduled to speak Wednesday about the U.S. Justice Department's efforts to investigate and prosecute hundreds of people involved in the U.S. Capitol riot a year ago. Garland's remarks to the department employees are coming. The department's employees are coming the day before the anniversary of the disturbance into which supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol building, smashing windows and doors, ransacking congressional offices, and scuffling with police as lawmakers are planning to certify Democrat Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election. A Justice Department statement said Garland, in his comments, will reaffirm the department's unwavering commitment to defend Americans and American democracy from violence and threats of violence. More than 725 people, the majority of which were Trump supporters, have been arrested so far, with 225 charged with assault or resisting arrest. Prosecutors say that 140 U.S. Capitol Police and Washington City Police were injured during the attack on the Capitol. President Biden is scheduled to address the nation Thursday on the anniversary of the incident. South Korean and Japanese military officials say North Korea tested a suspected ballistic missile Wednesday, its first such launch of a new year. Japanese officials say the missile was launched inland and traveled for about 500 kilometers before splashing into the ocean off the Korea's east coast. The North has frequently tested short-range ballistic missiles since mid-2019. The test comes after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un delivered an end-of-the-year speech where he pledged to continue bolstering the national defenses to deal with what he called an unstable international situation. In comments to reporters, Japanese Prime Minister Kumio Kishida called the launches truly regrettable. This is VOA News. Reports from Kazakhstan say the presidential residence in the nation's largest city, Almaty, was engulfed in flames Wednesday, and armed protesters stormed another government building as demonstrations sparked by a rise in fuel prices escalated sharply. Russia's TASS news agency reported from Kazakhstan that the presidential residence was on fire while thousands of demonstrators had gathered outside. Other media outlets reported demonstrators had broken into the city's main administration building and it was burning from top to bottom. Late in the day, Kazakh internet news websites became inaccessible, and the global watchdog organization NetBlox said the country was experiencing a pervasive internet blackout. The government resigned in response to the almost nationwide protests. In a televised address to the nation, President Kassym Jomart Tokayev called the protesters thugs and vowed to take harsh measures to quell the unrest. While the protests appeared to have no leader, the president claimed they were highly organized. Although the protests began after fuel prices nearly doubled, their size and rapid spread across the country suggests they reflect a wider discontent in Kazakhstan, which has been under largely authoritarian rule since its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Israeli President Isaac Herzog and his wife Wednesday received a fourth COVID-19 vaccination one day after the nation announced it would be the first in the world to offer the additional shot. The government announced the plan Tuesday after preliminary studies showed a fourth dose of vaccine could safely boost human antibodies by about five times. The additional shot is available to people over 60 and those with weakened immune systems. As Herzog received the shot at the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, he warned reporters the Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 was spreading fast and may reach every house in Israel. He said the only way to slow the virus infections was to go out and get vaccinated and quickly. The Israeli government reported 11,978 new infections Tuesday, breaking the record for daily infections set in September. A section of a major U.S. interstate highway in the southwestern state of Virginia reopened to motorists Wednesday after hundreds of drivers, including a U.S. senator, became stuck in sub-freezing temperatures Monday and Tuesday following a multi-vehicle crash during a snowstorm. Local TV stations Wednesday broadcast video images of traffic finally moving along the impacted area of Interstate 95. Authorities say no one was hurt when six tractor trailers crashed during the snowstorm, but it brought traffic to a halt on Interstate 95, a main U.S. East Coast corridor, 80 miles south of Washington, D.C. Among the stranded was Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, who was returning to Washington from his home in Richmond, roughly 2 hours away. I'm Jeff Custer.